Hi, and welcome to Late Night with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now. Locally, dial 216-901-0933 or toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here's your late night host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, and I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this evening, and I hope you maybe even join in the conversation tonight. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call this evening. 888-677-9673. That's a toll-free number, 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. We can get you on the air here tonight with your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And let's go ahead and open our program with the word of prayer here this evening. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. Thank you for the opportunity. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing. Help us to be an encouragement to somebody this evening. And most of all, help us to point somebody that's searching toward Jesus Christ, that they might be able to find him and put their faith in him as their Lord and Savior here tonight. Bless now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, what an absolutely gorgeous day, and of course, I'm up here in northeastern Ohio, and I know we have a lot of people here and stretching down 77 and heading south, and then a large group of people down in the Tampa Bay area, so we get quite a wide range of climate and temperature and everything like that, but I'll tell you, this is a sign of the last days here in northeastern Ohio. If you've ever lived in northeastern Ohio, and I know many of our Florida listeners have spent some time in Ohio, but if you ever want a sign that we're in the last days, to have two absolutely gorgeous weekends in a row with absolutely beautiful days every day in between, that doesn't happen in northeast Ohio. This is the last days. That's all there is to it. To any place else, if you had bad weather, you would say it's the last days. But northeast Ohio, when you have this extended period of absolutely fantastic weather, you know it's the last days. That's all there is to it. But at any rate, I hope you'll join in the conversation here this evening. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, 888-677-9673 is our phone number. And I'm also joined in the studio here tonight, 2 weeks in a row with a guest. Maybe this is something to do with the good weather. We have guests here, and it's bringing in the good weather with them. But our last guest last week was from Tennessee. I can see him bringing in good weather, but our guest today's from Michigan. And well, you know, I don't usually think of Michigan bringing good weather. In the wintertime, Michigan usually sends us snowstorms. But anyway, we've had David Porter with us here today at our church. I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. Brother Porter was preaching for us this morning and this evening, and he accompanied me to the nursing home service that we go to on Sunday afternoons as well. We had a good time of fellowship here today, and he's on the radio with me here this evening. He was with me back in March, and I told him before the program, I'm going to introduce you by saying I've got somebody on the air who shouldn't be here. And that's true. He shouldn't be here. Back in about 11, almost 11 years ago, he was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor and given 7 to 8 weeks to live. Well, if you can do a little bit of math, you realize we're considerably beyond 7 or 8 weeks. And I'm going to get to our caller here. We got a caller calling in just a few moments. But Brother Porter, welcome to the program. And I'm sure people are trying to understand how you can be here when the doctor said that you would have been in the grave 11 years ago.
Well, I give the credit to Jesus.
Amen.
He's the great physician. But I'd like to share what really happened, and I still have the tumor here. God has not taken it totally out, but let me just, you know, it was in January of 2004 when I found out that I had the cancer and the brain cancer and the tumor, and You know, they gave me 5 to 7 weeks to live. They said it was one of the most, one of the biggest, one of the largest ones they've ever seen. But the first time, and I from Grand Rapids, I went to see the doctor there when he first found out about it, and the doctors told me that if I had radiation and chemo and surgery, I might live to be 5 to 7 months. And he said it may be a year if you're lucky. And I don't believe in luck, but I was quoting right. him. And I said, but you'll be a vegetable. And I remember how shocked I was because I was always healthy. But I know my wife, you know, she's had 22 different surgeries since 1983 on a car accident that she was involved with. And she's had one of those. 22 was in 2007. She had four more of them in 2010. I mean, it's an ongoing thing with her. And I've always been healthy, but I know when Job said, the thing I feared the most has come upon me.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I always feared the most was surgery.
Right.
I always dreaded that. And I've been in the hospital so many times with my wife in the emergency room, or I mean in the waiting room when she was in surgery. But I guess that day came. And there was no hope for me in Grand Rapids. And they sent... My wife suggested get a second opinion, which I don't know why I didn't think about that. But she said, try Mayo Clinic. And so our doctor sent all the information from the tumor over to the Mayo Clinic. And three doctors looked at it and said it was so far gone they couldn't do a thing. I was a male,
mm-hmm.
and I was just going to have to die. But another man called the same time and said, try Cleveland Clinic. Well, we were a lot closer to Cleveland Clinic. We were only four and a half hours from where we lived to Cleveland Clinic. There's all the way up in Minnesota to go to Mayo. And he said, you know, come down tomorrow and I'll give you a second opinion down there. So I did. And they said 5 to 7 weeks is probably right. But we think we can do something without you being a vegetable. And that was kind of the beginning of what God was doing. I had no idea. I don't think they ever thought I'd be living this long.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, they told me that this kind of a tumor that I have, it's only stay stable for just a few years, but it's now been, well, this January will be 11 years.
Right.
And God is so good. And the one thing I've learned about all this, God's taught me so many things. One of the things I've learned is, you know, that God's will isn't always our will. You know, I remember when I was going into surgery, I had a week and a half to come to Cleveland Clinic, and they gave me these steroids, which I absolutely hated. And I was reading through I was researching for the Word of God, and I was reading things in the Bible when the Bible says, like, you know, about Jesus when he healed the sick and healed the lame and healed the deaf and even healed the rose from the dead, rose people from the dead. And, you know, and I was reading these things, and I knew that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was reading in James when the Bible says, where the Bible says call for the elders of the church and anointing with oil and pray the prayer of faith, and prayer of faith are here the sick. So I called my pastor and I got the deacons and they anointed with oil and prayed the prayer of faith. I said, I'm going to do everything God's word says to do. And 3 days before we had to go to Cleveland Clinic, I was reading something else. And the Bible says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can say into this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it will be done. And the very next verse says, this comes about by prayer and fasting. So I said, okay, I'm going to start fasting and pray. I even fasted on my steroids, which the doctor said was very foolish. I said, well, I'm just going to do everything God's word said to do. Well, the day of my surgery, there was several people there. I'd say maybe about 20 or so, which I was overwhelmed that that many people came. Even a group from Campbellsburg, Indiana, seven men mm-hmm. from the church came all the way up there. But I was convinced that God had taken it out. And I remember the day I was ready to go in, and my pastor said, I want Brother Porter to lead us in prayer. And I thought that was kind of strange. You know, when somebody goes in, somebody's going to be praying for mm-hmm. you.
Right.
But I started praying, not realizing he was talking about my dad. I don't call my dad Brother Porter. I call my dad, Dad. I never even thought about my dad. And I started praying before my dad started praying. And I remember the last thing I said in my prayer was, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done.
Mm-hmm.
Not really realizing what I was saying, because in my mind, I thought God had taken it out. They told me they could, when I got into surgery, they came and I had, they could only probably get 80 to 85% out. But in my mind, I said, it's all gone. But, you know, when I woke up from my surgery, the doctor came in. He said, we actually got 95% out. And he was all excited. I'll admit, I was not. When right. he walked out of that, I started crying. I said, Lord, how come you didn't take it away? I've done everything your word says to do. I trust your word. And it was like the Lord said, well, didn't you ask not my will, but thy will be done? And I started seeing something, how God doesn't always want to give. You know, just like the Apostle Paul, he had a thorn in the side. Three times he asked God
right.
to remove it, and God would not remove it. And then God said, my grace is sufficient. You know, and that's what God's doing. He has not totally taken it out, but he's not. It's stable. It's not growing like it should be. And he's using this. He's using it. God's given me a message called Not My Will, But Thy Will Be Done. I named it after what I said that day at Cleveland Clinic. And I'm not taking any medicines. I just take a lot of health stuff. And the doctor's amazed. Now the doctor just puts in there the stuff that I've been taking. He just said, okay, he's writing this and this and this. He didn't like the idea at first, but, you know, the last few times I went to see him, he's now praising the Lord himself. Mm-hmm. I say, praise God. And he said, praise the Lord. And it's great to see a doctor praising Jesus, you know. So God hasn't taken it out yet, but I don't even care. I mean, I'd rather be in God's will and have him. And I'll say one other thing. My wife said to me, if you would have not said, not my will, but thy will be done, you think God would have taken it out? And I thought about it for a second. And I said, yes, he would have to, because God doesn't lie. Mm-hmm. But there's so many times where God will give us something, even if it might not be his will. Like Hezekiah, it's probably a good example. I think Joseph is a good example. It wasn't God's will for Joseph to go into Egypt, but God allowed it, and he spared his family from starvation several years later. And Joseph's attitude was, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good.
Mm-hmm.
And all the way through, you can get victory through that. You can get joy through that, even if God doesn't heal you. And
right.
Timothy.
Well, yeah. Well, I was just going to say what you just said there, even if God doesn't heal you, because some people think, well, God's got to heal you of every disease, every ailment, and he doesn't. If he did, well, why do so many people die? I mean,
right.
good, godly people die. And
Paul
God
had the
grace.
Gift of healing. But you know what? When he came to Timothy, he said to Timothy, take no longer water, but take a little wine for your stomach's sake because of your often infirmities.
Right.
You know, that his often infirmities, how come Paul couldn't heal him?
Right.
And that's because it's that God does everything for his glory. He wants his name to be glorified, and he has not taken it out. If he takes it out, I won't argue with him, but
right.
but, you know, I'm content that he won't if he doesn't take it out, because he is using this ministry and using myself to glorify his name and to preach the gospel. We've even seen people saved in this ministry. I've preached this message that I'm talking about. I've preached it a lot of places around the world, and even in Haiti and a couple other countries. And you know, God's grace is sufficient.
Right.
And well, after everything he did for us, going to the cross for us, taking our sins away, I mean, there shouldn't be no reason we should ever complain when we go through an infirmity.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's just making us grow closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even like we were talking earlier, you know, even Catherine Coleman, who healed a lot of people, she died of cancer, you know, and I'm not here to rip on her, but I was just bringing an example about that, you know, that God's ways are not our ways, and God's not always going to just want to heal us all the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, it really is amazing, because I think what God did is he worked in your heart to bring you into a place where you were willing to say, not my will, but thine. And I think that's the key. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and talking with evangelist David Porter, who, according to the doctor, shouldn't be alive today. He should have died nearly 11 years ago. And yet God has used this experience to draw him closer to the Lord and to give him a ministry. You know, you had some side effects, health effects from the tumor. And a lot of people, they get a splinter, you know, and then they can't do anything for the Lord because they got a splinter. Or they break a nail and they can't do anything for the Lord because they broke a nail. But with everything God has done, allowed happening in your life, God's still using you. And I look at that and I say, you know what? If there's breath in your body, if you're still able to keep that heart, or, well, the heart's still beating and all that, God can use you. There's something God can do with a believer who's willing to say, like you said, not my will, but thine. Let me give out those phone numbers again. 888-677-9673 is our toll-free number. If you'd like to join in the conversation here, you can talk with us about what we're talking about here tonight or other things on your mind about the Bible or current events in light of God's word. And David, we got a caller calling in. And he's been patiently waiting. We've got John on the line tonight. John, thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, good evening. Thanks again for waiting.
That was quite an amazing experience.
You know, it is amazing when you see people that have been through things. Brother Porter and I were talking with a guy at the nursing home. I don't want to take away from your time, but we were talking with a guy in the nursing home who's a Korean War vet. And what was that? He was at the Battle of what they called Pork Chop Hill.
Pork Chop Hill.
And he was in that battle, and he didn't get a scratch, which that very few people. And he says that God protected him so that later on he could hear the gospel and get saved.
I was going to ask David whether he felt that God had an appointed time for everyone.
Yes, yes, he did. The Bible says that, but you know, there is times where I think that the appointed time of God. I mean, the Bible talks about a sin and a death. The Bible talks about if you can get so far away from God that God could take you home early, and.
Well, I guess I'm asking you: do you feel that God has predestined everyone to a certain length of time?
No. Yes and no.
That's kind of the answer I give sometimes, yes and no.
Do you want to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, you're referencing the verse where the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and like you said, sometimes it can be moved up or put back. I was supposed to be at the dentist at one point here, and due to circumstances, we had to change the appointment. I had an appointed time to go to the dentist, and we actually moved it up by a couple of days. So even though I had an appointment, it was moved up. And I think that's what you were getting at with the sin unto death. Sometimes God can move that appointment up, and then Hezekiah's case, God moved it back 15 years.
Right. Well, see, yes, but I think what it boils down to is if we just are in God's will, His perfect will, and just let God do what He wants, we don't have to really worry about when we're going to die. Of course, we are going to die because the Bible says it's appointed once in a man to die, and after this, the judgment. And if He does, He might have one. I've heard both ways from that. But I know one thing for a fact, that God has a appointed time to everyone to die. And because we die because of our sins. And the only way we won't never die is if you were born without a sin nature and you never sin and you never had a bad thought or anything, then you wouldn't die. But nobody's ever done that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that answers your question.
I was going to ask you, was your tumor on the inside or the outside?
Inside.
Inside? Wow.
It was right on the, it was the size of an orange, right on my brain.
Did it affect your eyesight and everything?
Yes, to some degree, yes, it has. And it has also affected sometimes my hearing, sometimes it affects, it's kind of strange. It's hard to explain it. Sometimes it affects my talking. Sometimes I get mixed up when I say words, even when I'm preaching. It had happened before,
yeah.
Where I'm preaching and something else comes out and I don't know why it came out. I'll give an example that's kind of funny. I wasn't preaching on that, but I was giving an example about when they bombed Pearl Harbor, and I said when they bombed Paul Harvey, and some people started laughing a little bit, and I didn't know why they were laughing. I didn't even know that I said that. And, you know, there was just things that sometimes just comes out funny.
I think that Paul Harvey was bombed all the time.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, in radio, he didn't bomb, I guess, but
he was pretty successful. The rest of the story. No.
What's the rest of the story, right?
Well, it was good talking with you. I'm glad things turned out.
Did that answer your question? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was very, very good.
Well, John, I appreciate your call tonight.
Very, very encouraging.
Well, thank you.
And that's one of the reasons that he's on with us tonight, because, you know, there's a lot of people struggling with health issues. And, you know, they don't know where to turn, and we want them to know they can turn to the Lord. And God gives you the strength to go through things, gives you the grace you need. I think what he said earlier in his testimony, not my will but thine. And I think that's why God has used him so much.
I was going to ask you, you mentioned that Catherine Coleman had died. Do you know if Ernest Angley has died?
He's still alive.
I'm not sure.
So the best of my knowledge, he's still alive. I live in Summit County, not too awfully far from where his church is, and actually know some people who go there. So
yeah, I see that his son has taken over the program.
Well, I haven't seen their program. I wasn't aware of that, but he's up there in years. You don't see it as much unless you see a close up, because I've seen him on TV, because he wears a wig, a toupee, because his hair is not that dark naturally.
His hair is not there naturally.
He's bald. Yeah. I think he's bald, so that's why he wears a toupee.
He's got to be at least in his late 80s, I would think.
I believe he's, I would say he's in his 80s. Yeah, I'm not sure where exactly, but yeah, I'd agree that probably you could be right.
Yeah, okay. So, well, have a good night.
Hey, right, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling, John.
Yes,
I appreciate that. And you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and we're going to be going to a break here in just a couple of minutes, but we're going to be on until midnight tonight, and If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, maybe a question for our guest here tonight, David Porter, evangelist who, despite doctors, multiple doctors, second opinions, third and fourth opinions, said he only had weeks to live. And yet he's still here nearly 11 years later, and God is using him to preach the gospel. And in spite of his infirmity, God gets the glory. And just like Paul said with the thorn in the flesh, in spite of that infirmity, God got the glory. And I hope you'll give us a call. Those phone numbers, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here tonight. Like I said, we've got a little break coming up here in just under a minute, and we can talk about some other things too. We don't need to just talk about illness here. Brother Porter also smuggled Bibles for those of you old enough to remember the Cold War, he smuggled Bibles behind the Iron Curtain into the Soviet bloc countries. And for those of you who don't remember the Cold War, that was a time when the battle between the old Soviet Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, basically Russia, controlled that. And there was an area of Europe that under the sway of communism, and they wanted enforced atheism, no Christianity allowed. So maybe we'll talk about that in the next half hour. Stay tuned. We got another half hour to go. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. The Holiday Inn Express is located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, or the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 Cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Because the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I like that. Whosoever. That means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing, Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoel.us. You can also visit our website at latenightlive.maplenoel.us. That's latenightlive.maplenoel.us. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you. Now, let's get back to our show. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and joined in the studio tonight with evangelist David Porter, and we'll be picking up the conversation there here are here again in just a few minutes, but remind you that if you want to join in the conversation, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, perhaps a question, maybe you're listening in the last half hour and Evangelist Porter's testimony about how God has kept him alive, even with a tumor, brain tumor that they said would take his life within just a couple of months, and yet he's still here. And that was almost 11 years ago, but you can give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Also want to remind you that we're brought to you tonight by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, the home of the homemade pizza. East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, Ohio, here has calzones, stromboli sandwiches, wraps, Lebanese food, and a whole lot more. And fantastic pizza. And I was in there with somebody just about a week ago, and we were sitting there, and several people came in and ordering pizzas. And they were all saying, oh, yeah, this is the best. I have people that I gave this to, and they won't eat anybody else's pizza now. And that's East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. You can call them for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. Also, if you're interested in getting into the pizza business yourself, you don't have to live in Northeast Ohio. You can live in Tampa Bay. You can live in Richmond, Virginia. It doesn't matter. Give East Coast Pizza a call at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. And ask Gus, he's the owner, ask Gus how he can help you get set up in your own pizza business without all those high franchise fees and obligations. And you can get started in your own pizza business. And the secret's in having good dough and good sauce. And he's got his own recipe, and he'll let you have that if you want to get into the business yourself. You can talk that over with him. That's East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, Ohio, 216-341-9100. We're going to get back to our program. We've got a couple people calling in, and you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Give us a call toll free. And we're glad to have our callers here. Glad to have David Porter with us here. And we're going to jump into the callers here, David. We've got, I think, looks like Ken's first up. And Ken, welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al.
Thank you.
Hi, great to have you with us tonight.
I just wanted to mention I'm staying here at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. And
oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Porter ran into me this morning and invited me to the
church
service this morning.
Yeah, we have our church services, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We meet there at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express every Sunday at, we have 11 o'clock and 6 o'clock service, and then every Friday night a Bible study from 7 till 9.
I'm here to participate in an eye study at the Cleveland Eye Clinic.
Right. I remember you visiting us this morning.
I remember that.
Yes, and my question is, I believe there must be a reason why I ran into you this morning, specifically regarding my mother, was a great evangelist. She had a ministry for children her whole life. She died at 47 of breast cancer. And she left behind four children. I'm the eldest. I'm 50 years old. And the youngest is now 34. She has Down syndrome and type 1 diabetes. Why did God allow this to happen?
Well, that's a good question, but I think I can answer that. The reason why God allows it, first of all, the reason why God allows that is because of our sin. I mean, if we never sinned, we would never have any of these problems. The Bible says that there's punishment in sin, and when we do sin, he allows it. But I know that's not a very a good question. I mean, not a good answer, but But the thing is, I say that to also say that God does things, and we don't understand why he always does it, but he does it to bring glory to himself. I've known people before that have gone through infirmities like that, and they ended up getting saved, that they weren't even saved. They didn't even know Jesus. And we just don't know why God does what he does. But, you know, if you think what we deserve nothing but hell. We deserve the burn in the lake of fire, burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Every one of us deserves that. We've all sinned against God. And God is perfect. And see, the mentality today is so many people say, oh, well, God is love, you know. And of course, God is love. I mean, I'll never refute that. I mean, he's the greatest love you'll ever find in ever. But the thing is, he's a just God. He cannot tolerate sin whatsoever. There is no way. And that's why no one is even worthy of going to heaven. And that's the reason why Jesus had to become a man and had to take every sin that we have ever done and put it upon himself so we can have everlasting life. The Bible says he was made to be sin for us that knew no sin. That literally Jesus took every sin that we have ever done and he died for it. And he never was even guilty. Like, I'll give an example. He died for anybody that was ever gotten drunk before. He died as a drunkard, but he never got drunk. He died as a murderer, but he never murdered anyone. You know, he died for every single sin we've done. So if he was willing to go that far to save us when we give us an eternity in heaven, then we should never complain for what he allows us to do. Because every time we, you know, just like Paul, you know, he had a thorn in the side. He asked God three times to remove it, and God wouldn't remove it. And God says, my grace is sufficient. I know I've just shared that a few minutes ago. And he gets glory. He got glory when Joseph was taken in slavery, you know, and gone to Egypt. He was only 17 years old when that happened. And look how God used that in the end. He said, you know, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And I don't know if you've ever heard of there was a lady in the 1800s. She wrote a lot of hymns in the hymn book.
Fanny Crosby.
Fanny Crosby. I don't know if you ever heard of Fanny. Have you heard of Fanny Crosby?
The name sounds familiar.
Yeah, she was in the 1800s, and she was blind. But you know what her attitude was? She said, I don't mind being blind because I know the first face I'll ever see is Jesus. You know, and I look at that and I think, wow, you know, that's fantastic. I mean, Jesus went and did way more for us than we can ever imagine. I mean, to think that he would die when he never even deserved to die, to think that he would even was forsaken. I mean, Jesus had to say on the cross, my God, why has thou forsaken me? I mean, he was totally forsaken by the Father because of our sin. I mean, he went that far for us. So anything that we go through, we should never complain. We should never, we should just keep reminding him of what Jesus did for us. And I know some people say, well, it's not fair. You know, why do I have to go through this? Why does somebody that is so wicked, you know, seem like they're in perfect health and never have any problems and they're so anti-God, they could be an atheist and be in perfect health? Well, maybe God's giving them grace because that's the only good time they're going to have. Because after they die, it's not going to be that way. I mean, I don't know. That's just a guess.
I want to get in here, too, because we got a number of callers calling in. And Ken has really brought up a very important question, because a lot of people struggle with this. And let me add something to what David was saying, Ken, and maybe take even just a slightly different tack, but going along, building on what David said. You know, all have sinned, the Bible says, and come short of the glory of God. But see, because of Adam's sin, sin entered into the world, and a curse was placed upon mankind. And the Bible says the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. And we look at it sometimes that God does these things, but in reality what it is these things happen because of the sin that Adam committed ultimately, and we live in an imperfect world. So in actuality, the grace that God gives us and the ability that that God gives doctors to help treat some of these things, it's really through, you know, God's love and his grace that we're able to find cures and find, you know, medical procedures to help people, because Adam's sin that plunged the whole human race under a curse, that's why these things come. It's not that God singles people out. It's that we live in a sin-cursed world, and a lot of these things happen just because we live in a world that's under a curse. And Ken, I hope that helps a little bit. I know it's, you know, just a quick comment or two here tonight.
Well, yes, I at least
yeah.
To some degree, yeah.
Yeah, and it is. It's a very difficult thing that people struggle with. You're absolutely right. So, but hopefully that helps you out a little bit, Ken.
Well, I appreciate your feedback.
Yeah, yeah, and maybe we'll be able to talk about this some more. We've got some more callers calling in. And I want to thank you for your visit at church this morning, Ken, and hope we'll get to see you again maybe when you're up here again sometime. And I know that we have listeners that will be praying for you that your procedure goes well. And
if you're still up when I get back, I'll be glad to talk to you tonight.
He's staying there at the hotel tonight. So.
Yeah, so I'm going to be there tonight.
I appreciate it all. I appreciate your prayers.
We will pray for you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for the call, Ken. I appreciate that. You raised a really good question for us tonight. I appreciate that. So I want to thank you for that. And I appreciate you calling tonight. And we're going to get to our next caller. We got a couple of people lined up. You can still get in yet tonight. Toll free, 888-677-9673. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. We have Jim on the line next. Jim, welcome to the program.
Jim on the line, right.
You're Jim on the line, right.
Yeah, well, I've been listening to you since 11 o'clock, and somebody brought up Ernest Angley, and I said, I got to answer this question, because did somebody say that his son's taken over for him now?
We had a caller that asked if Ernest Angley, if we knew whether he was alive still or not. I said I thought he was, and the caller thought that the son was taking over some of the
number one is Ernest Angley never had a son.
Well, I don't know that. I don't go to the church, so I don't really know.
Yeah, well, you can mark me down for that.
Okay. I'll take
Ernest
your word for
Angley
that one. I don't know.
93 years old.
93. Okay, he's older than I thought. I thought he was in his 80s.
Well, he's 10 years my senior. That's how
okay.
I know that.
Okay, there you go.
And I watch his program quite often. He's on, if somebody can pick up Channel 55... Almost every day, during the day.
Yeah, I have to interject a thought there. You mentioned Channel 55. I've always marveled that Ernest Angley's channel has some of the worst programs when they play, what was that? They used to play Angel about a demon, and they have all these witchcraft shows on there. I always wondered why they play those shows on his channel.
Well, he's got
anyway.
55.2. There's 55.1,
yeah,
2, and
yeah,
3.
Yeah, they broadcast out of his place there in Cuyahoga Falls there, because
right.
They have a restaurant up above, which actually is a good restaurant buffet, and then underneath
yeah,
they
is.
Have
living,
a Life of Christ exhibit, which when my grandmother used to live in the senior apartments near there, she used to actually go there and volunteer to, you know, for people to come in to see the Life of Christ exhibit, and then right next to it is the studios for Channel 55, yeah.
Yeah, I took the family out to Angie's to dinner sometime this, spring or summer. We went over there.
Right.
And the food's very good over there.
Oh, yeah.
And before Ernest Angley, I think, you had somebody else.
Rex Humbard is the one who built the
right.
building. When I was in college, I was at Colorado State, and there I am.
It was good, too.
Yeah, Fort Collins, Colorado, my roommate would always say, why do you want to turn that on? I'd say, I want to see if my grandmother's doing okay, because she always sat in the same spot. And when they would have that opening scene with the camera swooping down, I could see my grandmother fanning herself, because they always had a live shot. But at any rate, Ernest Ainsley and Rex Humbard, you know, they preach the gospel, but I know we have some theological differences,
strongly,
but, but at any rate, let's get on to the question here. I'm getting ahead of myself here and not watching the time, run out of time. I got some more callers here, so, we probably should get to your question
right
there.
I just want to get to the one thing on Ainsley. He goes overseas to Africa quite often and preaches to crowds over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not the healer. Jesus is the healer. He'll tell everybody that comes in there that Jesus is the healer. If you're not a believer, you're not going to get, until you get saved, God will not save you.
Right. And I'm going to have to address this here in just a minute, okay, because of time's sake, because I got our caller calling in, and I don't mean to cut you short on that.
No, I know. You can't get to the end of it.
Yeah, so I appreciate the information there, and I'm going to move on to the next caller here, and thank you for the call there, Jim. And I just want to add a couple of things there real quick before we move on. The problem that I have with Ernest Ainsley is theological in the sense that he teaches sinless perfection, because I've known several people that go to that church that they get mad if you say that he doesn't teach that. In fact, I know one guy that got so mad he jumped out of a friend of mine's car when the guy was asking him about why Ernest Ainsley's TV shows are so occultic oriented. He's the local affiliate for the WB network, and back before he got some of his programming. And I know our caller was given some of the positive things about Ernest Ainsley, but I do have to balance this. There's some serious theological flaws there and in his practice. Before he became the WB network, this is years ago, probably in the early 90s, he would play a lot of old shows like The Fugitive and different old shows from the 50s and 60s. And then at 11 o'clock at night, he would have these 900 commercials that come on with these women saying, "Do you want to have fun? Call me and I'll talk to you." And, you know, it was softcore porn that was being advertised. And a friend of mine called and said, "You know, why do you have these things advertised?" And they said, "We don't do it." And he was over at our house one time. He said, "I called and they said they don't do it." I said, "Okay, let's turn it on." And and it was Channel 55, I believe, it was before they went digital. And sure enough, at 11 o'clock, on came the ads for the softcore phone porn. And he couldn't believe it. He told me they denied that they have these ads. And he told a friend of his that went to that church, and he got mad at him. He wouldn't talk with him for a while. And then, of course, you know, I know Ernest Ainsley's very sincere in a lot of things, and he goes to Africa, and he has a lot of healing crusades. But the problem is, it's contrary to Scripture in many cases. And I didn't want to spend so much time on, you know, bringing up the parts where Ernest Ainsley's contrary to Scripture. But one thing that you can see in 2 Corinthians chapter 14, when it talks about speaking in tongues, it says at most two or three people should speak in tongues in a service, not two or three dozen or two or 300 or two or 3,000. Two or three people, and that by course, meaning they're to take turns. And when one person speaks in tongues, the other one's supposed to keep silent. Then somebody's supposed to interpret. If there's nobody there to interpret, they're not supposed to speak in tongues. And I have watched some of Ernest Ainsley's shows out of curiosity, and I've seen some of his crusades, and not just in Africa, but elsewhere, where he has thousands of people speaking in tongues at the same time, and he bounces around the stage going, "Heidi, heidi, ho," and nobody's interpreting. That's contrary to Scripture, but like I said, I'm going to move on from that. I've got another caller calling in, and I want to get them on. We got less than 5 minutes on the program. Apologize for getting off on too much of that right at the moment, but we've got another caller by the name of Jim calling in. And Jim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Pastor Al. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on tonight.
Hey, thank you. I'm not trying to criticize Dave, because the man that called about his mom that was an evangelist preacher to children and died at 47. She had Down's disease. And Dave went into kind of a dissertation about she died because of that men are sinners and stuff. I think a simpler, more compassionate answer to that question would have been that God has a plan for all of us. And, you know, everybody doesn't go at the same time, but God has a plan. And we go when it's our time, and that's because it's God's plan, and that he has a plan for each individual person. I think that would have been a more simpler, compassionate answer.
Yeah, it goes back to what we were talking in the previous half hour, I believe, where somebody asked about, is it appointed and a man wants to die? And, yeah, sometimes God extends that time or sometimes moves it up. David, any response to that, too?
Yeah, I just want to say I agree with you that maybe I was a little – I mean, I even thought about that after I said that.
Yeah, I wasn't criticizing you or anything. I just – and people die at young ages that are very – that are good Christians that love God. But it's – it's just – it's God's plan, and he has a plan for each individual person.
Yes, right. That's exactly it. And we don't know what God's plan is.
Right. And anyway, God bless, fellas.
Oh, hey, God bless you.
Thank you, Jim, for calling and pointing that out because, we don't pretend to be perfect, on the program. And we try to do the best that we can. And you get hit with questions, we don't have an advanced team that's going to research a question before it gets on the air with us and give us suggested answers. We get the question, and I joke sometimes. I hear it 8 seconds before the listeners do because of the eight-second delay that we operate on. And so there's a little delay, but that still doesn't mean that I actually get it 8 seconds in advance. It comes on immediately, and we hear the question, and we go with it. And so I appreciate that call. We've got another caller coming in, and I think we got, about 3 minutes or so left in the program, actually less than 2 minutes. But Dana in Cleveland, we'll get you on here. You got the last time here. I may have to cut you off when we run out of time, but welcome.
Hi, Pastor Al. I haven't called in ages.
Oh, yeah. I recognize your voice now. Yes.
Yeah. Listen, I'm calling because you guys were talking earlier about a person having, people having cancer and people dying young and everything like that. The Word of God says that God gives us 100 years or 120 years, and they'd be healthy and happy years.
It's 70 years riff by strength 80. The 120 was how long he was going to tarry before the flood came.
Right.
So it was 70 or 80 years.
But when we were created, though, human beings weren't created to die. They were created to live.
Oh, absolutely. Adam was created to live forever, had he not sinned.
Mm-hmm. But then, once he sinned, that's what redemption is all about.
Absolutely.
And I know it sounds very radical, but once we're redeemed, the word redemption means to be brought back to the original place that you were lost from.
Right.
God positions us and gives us everything we need to maintain as Christians. That's the difference between Christianity and other religions.
Yeah,
that's right.
And I'm going to have to cut this down because I got less than a minute here. But let me just add this in here. We're in an ongoing process of redemption. At the moment of salvation, our spirit was made alive in Christ, but our body is still the old body with the sin nature, just like Paul said, he said, who's going to deliver me from this body of death? And at the moment of the rapture, the Bible says this mortal will put on immortality, this corruptible will put on incorruption, and we will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. We'll never have a sin nature again. We'll never suffer sickness again with that new body. Thanks for the call, Dana. I'm hurrying because we're out of time here, and I want to thank David Porter for being with us here tonight, and appreciate that, and I know people will be praying for you, and I hope our listeners will keep on listening, keep on calling. We're out of time tonight. Thanks for listening. God bless, and have a great week.
You've just listened to Late Night with Pastor Al, where your questions and comments are always welcome. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis, P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, 44286, or email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenold.us. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at latenight.maplenold.us. That's latenight.maplenoel.us. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and Friday nights at 6 p.m. Tune in every week to Late Night with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 on WHKW AM, 1220 The Word, and Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN. Late Night Live is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.